On Grand Valley State University Week, menstruation is still a taboo subject. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Karen Zivi, associate professor of political science, looks into how this affects women in daily life.
We don't like to talk about periods. We don't like to know that people have them or to deal with the consequences. As a result, millions of individuals face humiliation, violence, and hygiene challenges on a daily basis. They miss school and work, are sequestered by their families, blocked from participating in the public sphere. Some even die, all because they have their periods, all because menstruation is a taboo subject. But this is changing. A new breed of transnational activists have taken periods public, challenging period shaming in creative ways. These activists have put menstruation on the human rights agenda, and they've done so in part by employing the language of human dignity. As a political theorist, I'm fascinated by this relatively new form of democratic engagement because it challenges conventional accounts of human dignity and illuminates the political power of the concept. It calls into question the assumption that menstruation is at odds with dignity or is evidence of a lack of dignity, and rejects the idea that periods disqualify someone from participating in the public sphere. This is particularly evident in activism involving bleeding in public, literally as Kiran Gandhi did during the 2015 London Marathon, or figuratively as water rights activists did in South Africa in 2009. In such cases, activists invoked the language of human dignity in order to bring attention to the plight of menstruating individuals. In the process, they revealed conventional norms of human dignity to be gendered and showed us that human dignity need not be defined in terms that deny the realities of human embodiment. The results of such activism can be life-affirming and life-sustaining.
That was Karen Zivi of Grand Valley State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.